Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Hi, my name is Frederick Tennyson, and I'm a researcher at Berkeley. And we're here because I'm studying the vocalization of the spotted hyena. We have a colony of 21 captive hyenas here. It's the largest colony in the world. And this is a rare opportunity that we have here to record the sounds of one of the most vocal terrestrial mammals. The spotted hyena produces about 15 different types of vocalizations. And we're interested in seeing describing all these different vocalizations and seeing in which context they produce these vocalizations and seeing whether they have some of the open-endedness and plasticity that you might find in a more sophisticated language like human language, in the sense that it would produce a different sound in a different behavioral context. And it requires, you know, higher perceptual abilities in the sense that if you are going to use the signals to kind of tell whether this is a dominant or subordinate animal, you need to be able to perceive these differences and learn to recognize them. So it goes, this kind of evolution of complex signaling system goes hand in hand with evolution of cognitive abilities, both perceptual and cognitive, in the sense that you need to interpret them in the social context. We've been recording the hyena giggle, and the giggle is produced in a context where the animal is frustrated. So it's, if you think of it as a laugh, it's more of a nervous laugh than just a happy laugh. So they're usually in a situation where when they want to get something and they don't have access to it. And so the giggle happens a lot in free-living animals at kills, where one animal might be dominating the kill and not letting other animals having access to the food. Our first question was really like, do different animals have different giggle sounds? Do they produce different giggles? And we found that, yes, indeed, each animal has its own very characteristic giggle sound. So you could tell who is giggling just by listening to the giggle sound. But what we didn't expect and what we also found is that there was a signature of the dominance of the animal. Being able to like study an animal which is not a primate, but which also has a complex social structure and actually a communication system that is as sophisticated, if not more sophisticated, than what we see in non-human primates, allows us to really, you know, understand, you know, what was needed to kind of evolve the ability of language.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.